Hello, Santa Barbara, and everywhere on the internet that is listening. I'm Bruce Allen, and welcome to The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Should you want to call in, please do. If you're local, call 805-564-1290 or toll-free 866-564-1290. Email questions to Bruce at BruceSallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and you can join my Facebook page, A Dad's Point of View, on Facebook. Each week, as I hope you're learning, I like to play a lot of fun and different music. And each week's show will feature music bumpers that I hope are different and, in some cases, unfamiliar and new to you. I have decided to identify the previous week's show music for you, as I will do right now. We open and close each week with the Four Seasons' Walk Like a Man, which is, for the time being, is my theme song. Last week's music was in order. Roger Miller's King of the Road. Weird Al Yankovic's version of Cats in the Cradle called Cats in the Kettle. Eric Clapton's Tears in Heaven, which was about his late son. And if you don't know that story, it's a pretty damn powerful and serious one. I always include Elvis Presley because he is my favorite. And we had a live version of his song Welcome to My World, which was from his Live Aloha tour in Hawaii, which was the most viewed simulcast in world television history. 1 billion people tuned in that night. After that, we had Mary Hopkins' version of Those Were the Days. That was the original. That was actually produced by the Beatles, which I bet you didn't know. We had Tom Lehrer, a former professor, singing his version of The Elements, to which many people learned their elements. And a caller called in between commercials to tell us that is, in fact, how he learned his elements. We had Bob Hope's theme song, Thanks for the Memories. I gave you a tease about that. I told you I would identify it, but I forgot. So if you're listening now, I apologize for that. And last, but of course not least, we had Jimmy Soul, his version of If You Want to Be Happy for the Rest of Your Life. And he says, don't make a pretty woman your wife. Well, sorry, Jimmy. I violated your advice very badly because my wife is a stunner. I want to remind everybody that next week is Father's Day, and we're going to have a special show. It's going to be a Father's Day tribute show. And I am encouraging listeners and readers of my columns and anyone else that would like to send in their own Father's Day tribute to their father. It is a first-in, first-read situation. I've already got quite a few. So if you want to have a tribute to your father read, keep it short, paragraph or less, address it to Bruce at BruceSallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in silly. My show covers a wide range of topics, much as my weekday column does, which appears first in the Santa Barbara News Press each Tuesday and on newspapers and websites all over the world. Today's News Press has our first official ad, and I was very happy to see it. It is a stunning photo of yours truly with my younger son, and I actually got a big kick out of it because he doesn't like taking pictures, and he just put on a great smile, and it's a beautiful ad. Not to be outdone, his older son decided he needed to ditch school today, and he's joined me in the studio, and that's my son, Arnie Sallen, the rock star. Now, I've talked about Arnie before, and I think I've told you that he actually wrote and performed a potential theme song for us. And before I formally introduce Arnie, I think I'd like to play that theme song again. Now, my producer, Richard, along with my station manager, Les Carroll, they both liked the song very much, and in their gentle, persuasive way said, no way can you use it, thinking that it was a teeny bit grunge, a teeny bit hard rock. But when you're 15 and 16 years old, like my son Arnie, you have lots of different musical interest. I might add that on the way up here today, he played for me a variety of those musical instruments and interest. I found myself gently hitting him in the ribs saying, stop, can you change it? But mostly we actually think alike when it comes to music. What is fascinating, of course, at his age, he is changing his loves of music literally every minute, it seems. So Richard, if you wouldn't mind, let's at least introduce Arnie by letting people hear his gentle, sweet, calm voice.
Bruce Allen, father of two. Bruce Allen, he knows what to do. Bruce Allen, what's that going to do?
Well, thank you, Arnie, for that. Welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. In this case, your dad's point of view. Do you have anything you want to say?
I really enjoy the show.
Thank you. I promised you that I would not put you on the spot, so I plan to, of course, put you on the spot. You know my favorite Elvis Presley song, right?
Is it...
Give you a hint. Wise men... Come on.
Only fools that can't help falling in love. That's
okay,
it.
Right, exactly. So I would like you now to do that song, please, a cappella.
Wise men say...
No. I was kidding, Arnie. You don't have to, but thank you for the effort. That would be good. Could you do a little of it, actually? You want to try?
No, it's fine.
All right.
It's fine.
Well, actually, if you want to see Arnie, his performances are quite incredible. You can find videos of him on my Facebook page, on my personal profile page, or go to YouTube and just search Arnie Sallon. His talent.
With Chris Cornell.
Well, why don't you talk about that? That's pretty darn cool.
I went to the Roxy for a benefit show, and Chris Cornell was there.
Who's Chris Cornell?
Chris Cornell is the lead singer of Soundgarden and Audioslave.
Mm-hmm.
He's an amazing voice, and... I went to the show, and he was there, and I just flat out asked him, can I play with you? Basically, that's what I said. And he said, sure. And then I walked up on stage, played a song with him.
I might note that that was, of course, the only time I was not present when Arnie was performing. And fortunately, another person there videoed it. It's been hit on video on YouTube at least 2,000 plus times. It's an incredibly great video, and you might want to find it on YouTube. It just hit Arnie Sallon and Chris Cornell. Our tech wizard upstairs, Dylan, he has seen this video, and meeting Arnie just now, he kind of actually shook his hand as if he were shaking the hand of a celebrity. So I believe Arnie has every potential to be a celebrity, and I welcome you, Arnie. Thank you for being here today, and he will be our special guest also next week for Father's Day. Today's topic, however, is based on this week's column, and it's a much more serious topic. It is what happened to shame. And it's based, as I said, on my column, which you can find on my website or wherever you read my column, which is distributed now all over the world. I hope, of course, that you will first try to find it in the Santa Barbara News Press on each Tuesday on page 2. What happened to shame? It used to be a societal governor. It did help people with their choices in life. And I want to assert, and I represent in the column, that it no longer seems to be present in our society. So celebrities can kind of do anything they want, and in many ways, they're not only not punished, they're rewarded. I know we all can remember a certain heiress who did a certain sex video and what it did to her name. It did not sully it in any way. It only enhanced it. And there are any number of sports stars that in the past would have been shamed either into resignation or some very serious sort of consequence or apology, maybe even a divorce for an infidelity. Instead, you see these shows and these news press conferences where the aggrieved wife is just sitting there by the side of her husband who has been unfaithful, and it's just a different time. I don't think it's good for our kids, and that is today's topic. We will have our regular guest, Wayne Levine, for the men's room. We will have Pastor Drew Sams for teen rap. And our special guest again this week for single parent dating will be Julie Spira. My producer, Richard Dugan, is giving me the sign that we are running out of time. So it is time for a break. Be sure to call in at 866-564-1290, locally at 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Sallon Show, A Dad's Point of View, on the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
What can I do around little children like you?